Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. A few days ago, I was standing in the grocery store, and I was waiting in line, and I immediately just instinctively reached for my phone, and then I just stopped. And I'm like, I don't need to look at my phone. It's okay to be bored. And then I started thinking, like, when I was a kid, you know, if the line was long, you were just bored. Or if you were in a long car ride with your parents going like on vacation and it was an 8-hour car ride, like you were listening to songs, messing with your brothers and sisters, or you were just bored. And there's got to be something beneficial to just sitting with your thoughts and being bored. And like getting creative and just kind of dealing with yourself or being observant to what's going on around you. And so I started doing some digging in the literature and I found a fascinating study that we're going to talk about today that explores how people often underestimate the enjoyment and engagement they can experience from just sitting with their thoughts and thinking without any external stimulation and how this can boost creativity and actually assist in your personal growth. Before we get started today, though, I have two requests of you. Number one, smash the follow or subscribe button on whichever listening platform you are joining us from so you never miss another episode. And number two, we have 134 ratings on the Apple Podcast platform. I want us to get it to 200 as quickly as possible. And this is so critical because it helps us get better guests on the show. We've got New York Times bestselling authors coming on this summer, world-class neuroscientists, people that y'all have been asking for me to get on the show. And the way they get on the show is they see that, oh my goodness, this show has great ratings and reviews. It gets a lot of downloads and they want to come on. So do those two high leverage actions and I would really appreciate it. The study we're discussing today is called Thinking About Thinking. People underestimate how enjoyable and engaging just waiting is. By Dr. Aya Hatano and colleagues, published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology. This research challenges the common misconception that spending time alone with our thoughts is boring or unpleasant and provides invaluable insights into how we can harness the power of our own minds to enhance our well-being. In a series of six experiments, the researchers asked participants to sit in a quiet room and wait for a period of time ranging from 3 to 20 minutes. Without doing anything else. Can you think about how many people may be like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with myself? Before the waiting period, participants predicted how much they would enjoy the experience and how engaged they would be. After the waiting period, they reported their actual levels of enjoyment and engagement. And across all experiments, the researchers consistently found that participants significantly underestimated how enjoyable and engaging the waiting period would be. In other words, people actually had a more positive experience sitting alone with their thoughts than they initially predicted. Interestingly, this underestimation effect was observed regardless of the duration of the waiting period, the amount of sensory input available, such as like sitting in a dark room, and the cultural background of the participants. The study included samples from both Japan and the United Kingdom. The effect was also present whether participants rated their enjoyment and engagement during the waiting period or after it had ended. So what can we take away from all of this? First and foremost, it's important to recognize that our minds are capable of generating their own enjoyment and engagement, even in the absence of external stimulation. So you don't even have to be surrounded by a wonderful beach or beautiful mountains or have a device in your hand. We often underestimate the value of just taking time for introspection, reflection, and letting our thoughts just wander freely. In today's fast-paced, tech-driven world, we're constantly bombarded with information and distractions, and it's easy to fall into the trap of believing we need constant stimulation to avoid boredom and discomfort. However, this study suggests that embracing moments of solitude and engaging with our own thoughts can be surprisingly rewarding. I did some digging, and I did find that boredom can lead to increased creativity, particularly in tasks that involve daydreaming and mind-wandering. And boredom may serve as a regulatory psychological state that promotes personal growth and the construction of a meaningful life. I mean, think about just reflecting on your life and where you're at, creating some space for that and how healthy that is. So here's a few ways that you can apply these insights to your own life, or maybe even the lives of your kids, or suggestions for friends. Number one, embrace moments of waiting or downtime. Instead of immediately reaching for your phone or seeking out a distraction, try to use these opportunities to engage with your own thoughts. You might be surprised at how enjoyable and engaging that experience can be. Number two, schedule regular thinking breaks. Set aside some dedicated time each day to sit quietly and just let your mind wander. Start with just a few minutes, and if you can, increase the duration as you become more comfortable with the practice. Number three is mindfulness. Man, mindfulness is so beneficial. Research from Amisha Jha's lab shows that 12 minutes five times a week, or just an hour a week, actually changes the structure of your brain. Mindfulness techniques such as focusing on your breath or just observing your thoughts without judgment can help you become more attuned to your inner experiences, helps you harness your attention, and you can find greater enjoyment in the moments of solitude. And last, just limit distractions. When engaging in activities that don't require external input, such as like commuting or waiting in line, try to minimize distractions like checking your phone or listening to music. This will give your mind a little bit more space to wander and generate, you know, some novel thoughts and really just kind of enjoying the silence sometimes. Remember, the goal is not to force yourself to enjoy every moment of solitude or to eliminate all forms of external stimulation. Rather, it's about recognizing the value of engaging with your thoughts and being open to the possibility that these experiences can be more enjoyable and engaging than you might expect. By cultivating a greater appreciation of the power of your own mind, you can tap into a valuable source of enjoyment, engagement, and well-being, one that is always available to you, no matter where you are or what you are doing. Thanks for joining me again today. If you know somebody that needs to hear this message, please share the podcast with them. You never know the impact it may have. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.